This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So a little bit ago, we talked about it being the first day of spring.
Yeah, my allergies are crazy already.
That's not how this works.
Allergy season.
Did you guys look it up? Will you look up all the things? The first day of the
season. Yeah, I was like, can you be more specific?
Yes, all the things.
I think
if
Google
you listen to the Slacker
that.
Show, you can hear all the things. By the way, you can catch us on the Odyssey app whenever you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with all the things.
With all the things. Audacy app. Download it. You can stream the show. You can listen to past shows. And you can find out. I want to know. I always thought it was like June 21st, December 21st. I thought it was always on the 21st. I thought it was March 21st.
Oh.
I thought all the things. What do you call it?
I think it's the 20th. Summer starts on June 20th.
It does?
Yeah, when?
Is that every year or just?
Fall start. Fall is the 22nd.
What? Of what, September?
Yes. Of this year. And winter is the 21st.
So what does the equinox mean? Equinox means something.
Like a gym?
What?
Equinox, I think, is a gym brand.
I'm just trying to
fill the gap while she Googles.
It's defined as the time when the plane of Earth's equator passes through the geometric center of the sun's disk.
Yep.
You are unhelpful.
You're Googling Margot Robbie.
Did you look up Margot Robbie while we're trying to look up?
We're working out.
I know the equinox is Latin, so equa is like...
equator.
I think equa is...
Are we not talking about the equator at that point, though? I don't know.
I think it's like equal and nox is night. So it's like equal night.
Okay.
Oh, so when the day is just as long as night?
You're welcome, J-Holes.
Interesting.
Is this one of the days? Did we have a plan when we were going to talk about the first day of spring, or are we just making it up as we go?
I think we're just making it up.
Is today one of the days where you can do the egg thing?
So I have never heard of that before.
What?
Oh my God, I'm on a show with a bunch of heathens. You know what the egg thing is?
No, what is that?
Like at the actual moment, we please text in at 303-222-5423 if today's one of the egg days while these eggheads, like there's a day, like on the equinoxes, supposedly you can balance an egg when you're at that moment of the actual, stop looking at me like I'm speaking a foreign language. There's an egg thing that happens on some of the equinoxes where an egg will actually balance like on the skinny part. So you can go like
on the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can like balance it.
Interesting. And that's today that we can do that? Who thought of that?
Who discovered that?
Who doesn't know that? Like that you guys, I think it's at a very specific time of the day where you can just go, and it just goes, but they also say if you're patient enough, you can get it to happen. Because it's just like, where it's just like,
oh, when it lands.
Nailed it, and you shoot the video, and you just cut to like when you did it, and like, first try.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
So have you tried that? Was that a thing?
The egg thing?
Yeah, like a...
I can't afford eggs. What are we talking about? I can't do that. I don't think I've tried it. Because a hard-boiled egg, you can just do it, I think.
Well, the only egg thing I've heard of is, and it's not anything to do with spring, it's like cooking it on the sidewalk. I've heard that. Or cooking it like in your car. You put like a pan on your windshield.
Oh, I've seen people do that with cookies, yeah.
Yeah, but that's just when it's hot. That has nothing to do with the first day of spring.
Well,
but I'm just saying I never heard of that one.
So a few minutes ago, we were like, let's talk about the first day of spring. And you guys were really excited about it. Do you have any facts? Like, I've provided everything so far.
You've told us about eggs.
And the equinox, equal
night.
I Googled
that.
No, but I was the one who said equal night because it's Latin. Right. Do you have anything to add to it?
Spring fever is not just a saying.
What does it actually
mean? Experts say that the body's makeup changes due to different diets, hormone production, and temperature.
Like, so today we're different. Mm. We're built different today.
I don't feel different.
Okay.
You've been sneezing a lot, I think.
Okay. Give me another one, Hack.
The first spring flowers, as the flower guy on the show, they're typically daffodils.
You're reading this.
Yeah.
I would say he's a flower guy.
I know, but if he's reading it, then he's not the guy. I came up with equal night off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's on the list.
It's not on my list. I came up
with
that off the top of my head. Did I seem like I was reading it? Did I hold up a piece of paper like Tiak is?
You just have it lower.
Nay. I can't even read. What are you talking about? I'm old and infirmed.
Dandelions, lilies, tulips, and lilacs are a few.
Dandelions are a flower?
Yeah.
Dandelions are not a flower.
I thought they were a weed. Yeah.
They are a weed.
You're a weed. But they are the they're a flower.
They're the first to show up. Yeah. They are a weed until you have a child pick one for you and hand it to you. Then it's a precious flower.
Yeah.
Wait, so are dandelions the, so obviously they're the little yellow ones. Are those also the ones that you blow and it?
Oh yeah.
Are those also dandelions?
On behalf of all homeowners everywhere, I want to explain something to you, Aaron, and all cute little kids everywhere. No, this is what I'm. This is why. This is what you learn. And when you have little kids, you're just, they're like, "Daddy, Daddy, I'm gonna blow the dandelion." You know what that is? Those are dandelion seeds. So when your kid goes, "Make a wish," you know, you see those 40 little things floating in the air. You know what that is? 40 more dandelion plants in your yard.
You know what else it
40 more dandelion plants.
You know what
plants.
Else it is?
What is it?
Flint's ride.
What?
Flint, the ant.
Who's Flint?
He latches onto it from A Bug's Life.
He does.
Flick. His name's Flick, not Flint. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Flint Lockwood. It's Flint Lockwood.
Who's that?
Isn't it Flint Lockwood? My God, I just want everyone to know there's a couple things going on in the world today. It's the first day of spring and you're listening to like our cool hour that's like brought to us with less interruptions thanks to TX friends over at Verizon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love them.
But we're not on drugs. We're just this dumb. We're like, you're not tuning in at a moment where there's a gas leak at the station and like people are calling 911 going, they're slipping. No. This is what we got.
This is
us. Is it Flint Lockwood? I got my eye on you, Flint Lockwood. It's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, and Mr. T's got my... You are my eye. No, wait. You are this contact lens. And this is my eye. And he puts a contact lens. He's like, I got my eye on you.
I haven't seen it.
Mr. T doing... You haven't watched Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
All I know is that in the second one, when he's like, there's a leak in the boat, and the leak is just like sitting on the seat.
Because the plants are and the leak is like, hey. Yeah.
I love that.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.